Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast here, and this is my reaction to the 1-1 draw away from home in the Europa League tonight against FC Porto. Brilliant point away from home, really got to hand it to the players tonight. They were very professional, they done the job. A few mistakes here and there, but we got away with it largely. Porto are no mugs, but I think we've proven tonight as well, neither are we. We were quite dangerous when we were breaking on occasion. Certainly Barisic played into that, Morelos played into that as well, but overall, you got to be happy with that, absolutely. Ultimately, that's what you're looking for. Your three home games you win and pick up a point away from home. So certainly we've picked up the way a point now, playing FC Porto again in the next game at home in a couple of weeks' time. So hopefully this is a good benchmark for that game. But the game tonight itself, it was kind of a game of two halves almost. In the first half, Porto, certainly until they scored in the 35th minute, they largely had a lot of possession. We were quite happy for them to have that possession, and we never really started to close down until they got to our final third. A bit upset about that. We should have been going at them, but it was always going to be a different and more difficult game tonight as well. Certainly in that though, we had, when we did have possession, our passing in around the area, our close control, our first touch passing, some of it was absolutely sublime. We really kind of were just, you know, doing quick passes up the field, trying to hit them on the break, and unfortunately it never really came off. Around about the 30th minute, they started, you know, hammering home a wee bit more, and the goal had been coming, I felt, and you know, throughout the game so far, Tavernier made a mistake, an unforced error, so did Jack, so did Morelos, and it gave them a wee bit of opportunity, but they hit the post in the 32nd minute when there was a ball floated in from the left by them, by their attacker. Our defence just stood there watching. Their attacker jumped up and placed a header to the left-hand side, and it hits the post. Don't know what our defence was doing there. We were just rooted, and their attacker jumped up. And as I said, from the 30th minute, they looked the more likely to score, and you've seen it coming, because on the 35th minute, they went one ahead. It was a throw-in from Porto on the left-hand side, ended up going to Jack on the edge of the box. He tried to pass it out rather nonchalantly, and it was really a piss-poor pass out, straight to the Porto player, who took the ball further forward, and a speculative shot out of nothing, and sailed into the top right corner from about 18 yards out. It was a stunning shot, we've got to hand it to them. It was out of nothing, though, that's the thing, and it all boiled down to an individual error, once again, from our team. It's always the case where we never capitalise on opposition's individual errors, but they always capitalise on ours, and that's something that the team has to, as a whole, you know, stamp out, because it's what's costing us games. You know, obviously we've seen it with Tavernier, now we're seeing it again with Ryan Jack. But really, from their goal, it seemed to galvanise us. I don't know if we started the upper game or they stepped back a wee bit, but we started to be more authoritative in the game. We were going forward a lot more, we were getting a lot more possession, and we were creating a lot more, which is good, but it's frustrating as well. I've said this before, it shouldn't need a goal to spark us into life, but certainly it did, and we ended up getting the goal. Unfortunately, I missed it in the live thing because the stream went down as well, so I had to watch it back. It was on the 43rd minute, an absolute stunning goal. So it was. The ball was in the middle of the park, and it was played up to Kent. An outstanding flick out to the left-hand side to Barisic. I think he only had one touch, and that one touch was play an absolutely incredible, incredible cross ball into the middle of the box, past their defender, finds Morelos, who controls it with one touch, keeps his composure, and then shoots into the back of the net. Stunning, incisive, and absolutely ruthless goal. So it was. What a goal. And, you know, certainly there's a lot of rumours about Morelos, you know, going in January. If he keeps playing like this, he's just going to keep on adding to that transfer fee. He's going to go at a premium, whatever it is, whenever he goes. In January, you're always going to pay a wee bit more for these type of players, and I think you can command more. Certainly if his form keeps up like this and he keeps scoring these goals, especially in Europe, then it's just going to keep on adding the millions to his fee, which is, you know, we don't want to see him go at all, and we certainly don't want to see him go in January, but if he's going to need to go, then, you know, if we're going to get some big money from him, then that's what's going to happen. But anyway, into the second half, we needed a wee bit more, and certainly we got that from the players. We were well in control most of the match up until maybe the last 15 minutes, where they had a couple of chances. In the 52nd minute, though, should have been, you know, 2-1 to us. It was great possession, getting the ball down the left, outstanding cross by Barisic once again to the back post, an absolute bullet header from Morelos from about 6, 7 or 8 yards out, and it was an outstanding save by their keeper. It was something the goalie would have been proud of. It was certainly up there with some of his saves. I don't know how it stayed out the net, but, you know, it should have been buried there, and unlucky for Morelos, but just an outstanding save. We had a lot of possession and were knocking the ball about well. We were by far the team in control, just no a lot of outlet up front, which was the disappointing thing. Morelos was largely playing up himself, I felt, tonight. They never had a lot of support. I felt Barker was a wee bit anonymous. He kind of came out of the blue almost, you know, coming into the game tonight. He hadn't been even on the bench, I don't think, so previous games, so a bit of a strange one that. But as I said, you know, we largely played well. They had a couple of chances late on in the game. It seems to be the norm there, where McGregor makes a couple of outstanding saves towards the end of the game in the 85th minute, where it came from lackadaisical defending, ending in the ball going out to the left. The ball came deep across into our back post. The attacker had a volley from close range. McGregor managed to get his hand to it, which was a great save initially. It rebounded back out to their player. We didn't deal with it. Passed back to their player in the box, who has a shot and another great save by McGregor with his feet this time, and then eventually cleared. But you know, certainly overall, can't really fault the team at all. Very professional performance. In places, it was outstanding, especially the goal, and obviously the header by Morelos as well early in the second half. It leaves us sitting in third in the table with Porto just now on 4 points. Young Boys got a surprising win, 2-0 against Feyenoord tonight, so still all to play for, and it just shows you how vital that point in Bern could have been if we had just managed to hold on. But it's a story for another day. So it leads us into the next game against Motherwell on Sunday. That's a 3 o'clock kickoff as well. So all to play for again. It's at home, and then the next game is on Wednesday against Ross County. So Dave and I won't be back over the next few days. I'll be back with a post-match again after Motherwell, and I think we are going to be recording a pod after the Ross County game. So we'll see you then. So as ever, if you want to check out our social media pages and our website, if you go to iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, and there you can find all the links. So thanks for listening, and goodbye.